I suppose you can ask a lot of questions around the TV3 deal with staff. I mean, do staff know how to make tally? How many people will they actually hire as opposed to repurposing the staff they've already got? Does the program draw an audience? Will it look anything like we're used to? Most importantly, does it solve a problem for TV, the media and Warner Discovery? And to a degree, you know what? None of it matters to us. We are viewers, and if what they produce is worth watching, we will, and if it isn't, we won't. Important to remember, for all the noise the media's created about itself these past couple of weeks, TV3 News was never really that successful. Hence, it cost more than it was worth. Will it now cost less, and therefore be worth about what it costs? What Warners have done is what we do with lawns, basically. We get somebody else to do it. Small problem is if gyms aren't up to much, we get somebody else. Problem is the media market's a bit tapped out in terms of suppliers, so you want to hope that staff have the wherewithal to deliver. But also worth remembering, what has been announced isn't new or indeed revolutionary. This company, for example, InterMe, sells news services to other operators, has done for years. NewsHub makes the news bulletin for Sky TV each night at 5:30. It's simply the buying and selling of content. Depending on what you angsted over most, depends a bit on whether it's a good deal. I mean, if all you wanted was a couple of 6 o'clock news shows on the telly, that problem seems to be addressed. If you're worried about 300 people losing their job, that news might not be as good. What makes a deal like this work is synergies. Of course, people already doing related stuff, doing more of the same, except different. You write a story, might end up online, might end up on the radio, might end up on TV. This isn't new either. So what we seem to have got is a shuffling of the chairs, except not as many chairs. It's better than what it might have been, but not better than what it was. It's a cheaper version, it is scaled down, it's different, it's the new normal in an ever-changing landscape. As I said weeks ago at the start of all of this, media's evolved as long as I've been in it. This is just another day, another iteration, but as always, we wish the players well.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.